More than 2,500 years ago, in present-day Nepal, at the foothills of the Himalayas, a young Indian prince called Siddhartha walked out of his palace, leaving behind his family and a life of luxury. What made Siddhartha walk away? Some time ago, Siddhartha had witnessed four sights, which he had never seen before. The first three sights were of sickness, old age, and death. It made Siddhartha ponder over, why is there so much suffering in life? The fourth sight was that of a holy man in search of truth. He was struck by how peaceful he looked. So Siddhartha went into the forest in search of truth. Then one fine day, under the great Bodhi tree, while deep in meditation, Prince Siddhartha attained enlightenment. From that moment, he became known as the Buddha, the Awakened One. Buddha returned and gave us the four noble truths. Noble truth number one, life involves suffering. Or in Pali, the language spoken at that time, dukkha. Noble truth number two, samudaya. The root of all suffering is desire, and it comes in three forms, greed, hatred, and ignorance. Noble truth number three, nirodha. It is possible to overcome suffering by overcoming desire and liberating oneself from attachment. Noble truth number four, magga. This is really the Buddha's prescription for ending suffering. He prescribed the Noble Eightfold Path, eight simple guidelines, which could be categorized into training in ethics, training in concentration by mindfulness and meditation practices, and training in wisdom. This leads to the state of nirvana, which is freedom from suffering. Along with the Four Noble Truths and the Noble Eightfold Path is the notion of three marks of existence, one of the core beliefs of Buddhists. Anicca, the notion of impermanence. Nothing stays the same, everything changes. And if everything is transient, therefore there is no reality. Because all things are transient, they have no independent identity. The notion of anatta. Humans have no soul or self. Taking us to the third mark of existence, dukkha, the notion of suffering. Dissatisfaction, wanting, longing, frustration is all a result of clinging or wanting things which are impermanent. Buddhism gives us an insight into the problem of suffering and a means to solve that problem. By cultivating compassion, loving kindness, joy and equanimity, training in meditation and mindfulness, and understanding that we are all interconnected and interdependent.